And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Mark Johnson has announced that he will be leaving office after just one term to run for lieutenant governor. But he still has some unfinished business to attend to. As veteran education policy analyst Chris Nordstrom pointed out recently, Johnson has never been called to account for what appear to be unlawful actions surrounding a no-bid, multi-million-dollar purchase of hundreds of iPads after he enjoyed an expense-paid junket to California courtesy of Apple Computer. As Nordstrom explained, Johnson had no authority to spend the money he used to purchase those iPads. State law, put into place at Johnson's request, clearly states that the money has to be distributed to school districts so that they could make purchases that best meet their needs. Despite this, Johnson later bought more iPads and then simply distributed them on a whim to favored school districts, something that's also prescribed by law. The bottom line, whatever Johnson's intentions, he must abide by state laws when it comes to buying and distributing valuable public property. He needs to be held accountable. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.